What's up? 1515 Air probably presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Miami, the unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. Ready to party.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I feel like I should come up with new intros. It only took me 10 years to think of that.
Yeah. Yeah, just do that every time. Oh, man. I want to talk to the producers of the show. I really
do. And what does your TED Talk look like?
Y'all could have come up with nothing better than such and such isn't a good friend. Because we get this on Miami and Atlanta. With what's her girl name? Spice and Carly fall out because they're not a good friend. Bambi and Sierra, not a good friend. With Saucy Santana and Zell, I don't like your friends. Y'all couldn't come up with no other storylines than friends falling out. And if I hear, I think y'all should sit down and talk one more time. They just, what y'all should really sit down. Why? Why should these people really sit down and talk? All right. We start things off with Amar and Safari shooting the video for Safari. That's the name of the song, not the name of the artist that's on the song. No Jungle in Sight. Afterwards, Safari says he cares about Amara and their connection is undeniable. They both agree that they lost focus on what they came together for, which was working on music. And Amara brings up Eliza and questions why Safari wasn't upfront about it and why mess with somebody she knew. He confesses he misses her. He will go that extra mile to get her back.
Answer not a single question. Not one question.
And it worked because Amara doesn't know what to believe, but says he would have to change some things before getting back with him because she still has feelings for him. What are we? Why that? Who? Both of y'all agreed to be like, yeah, this is the one we're going to run with right here. This is the storyline we're going with. All right, cool. You like it, I love it. What else we got going on? Next up, Zoe. She is struggling to finish the album due to the beats that are getting thrown at her. She's not really feeling them. One's too fast, one too slow. And right now, she's out of money and resources to complete the album. So her boyfriend, which we rarely see, Kelvin suggests...
Forget.
You said what?
I be forgetting she got one.
Oh, he was like, forget. And then he was just done. Suggests she fixes the situation with Big D. Since I guess she has a song done with the City Girls. Here's the thing about it. You should have did that earlier. Because the City Girls dropped that album and nobody listened to it. So good luck. Maybe you got some heat. And then he's like, yo. Because she don't want to sit down with Big D no more. Again, this is another thing they're like, we'll talk. This be the third time in this season. So he says, yo, get your manager Coffee to talk to Big D. Bet, we'll come back to that later. Shay and her family are doing a photo shoot. And her family is, of course, Sajaya.
Fabo and Sajaya.
Yeah, they're doing a photo shoot for the new year. So I guess we're up to 2024 when they're doing these scenes. She lets Fabo know that her family and social media will have a lot to say about them being back together. She also talks about Estelita and how she doesn't feel like there's no need for a conversation. They had a short-lived friendship or another friendship thing. And because Estelita didn't go to the daughter's birthday party, she done.
Shay got real issues, bruh.
And I liked how they did this because I had questions. Now, I'm not knocking because I haven't sold nothing that made $1 million, but she's going to have this private dinner to celebrate Healthy Hand having over 1 million in sales. And I was like, so what was revenue? No revenue. Like just cause you sold a million.
Just cause you sold a million. That don't mean nothing, sis. Yeah.
What was your profit margins? But hey, good. That was good. That's good. Amara and Eliza, they friends again. So they have mommy time with Brooke while Dr. Black, Marcus Black, he just watched all the kids. He had two little twins. Did Amara have the kids? Or she had one of them? I think she only had one. I don't know how old him and Brooke's kid is. And then I guess Eliza's daughter with Future was the other child that was at this place. look like it was at the Discovery Zone or something like that.
You know what? And it was so weird because at first glance, I was like, what is America on? Because she looked so done up to be like at a Discovery Zone. And then yeah. I was like, oh, she got on like workout clothes. It was just mama body banging, hair fluff, face dead. And to me, I was like, what club is she going to? But no, she really just had on leisure wear.
Yep. Where are we at? Oh, so Eliza wants to focus on moving forward and no negativity like Shay. And Eliza then is going to say, but I think Amara said like Shay. And then Eliza was like, did you see the photo shoot? So she brings it up. And Brooke is confused when it comes to music about what role she should be in the studio, the whore, the wife. Get no questions. She just throws that out there. And I feel like with Eliza's connection to probably rappers in the strip club, Amara also working on music, that could have been a conversation to be had. Like, does your music need to match your persona now, who you are, or what you're feeling?
Right.
You know,
right? Yeah,
we know. Amara video, because she's like, me and Safari, we shot the video, sparks Eliza to say Safari can be a gaslighter with no accountability, and he called me your name. Listen, the way we've been presented with this. Eliza has spent less time with Safari than Amara, but she knew Safari better than she's like, yo, he is a gaslighter. And Amara just like, I still like this man. I don't get it. But
I mean, we don't know what these relationships look like off camera.
Speaking of that, I think it's one of my issues with Love and Hip Hop. What I got so many is that everybody's storyline has to deal with each other.
Yeah.
Like, they have nothing else going on outside of each other. They don't let us know anything. And then you're like, oh, this is why this show, it feels too small. I'm like, what else is going on in your life that don't got nothing to do with Safari or Eliza or Shay? What else are you doing? We'll see like a little bit of the podcast, the baby cry, nothing, or Alan. No. Where we at? Eliza's in a tough situation with her older daughter, Shamaya, who she kicked out. Oh, my. All right, here's another problem. Shamaya and Eliza have the same conversation we saw in the first half.
In the first half. That's what I thought. Okay. I was like, did we not talk about this already?
Yeah, they was at a little restaurant and she went outside crying. I say, I could have sworn. All right.
Oh, child, when she come back next week to tell her she pregnant, because that's got to be what it is.
Yeah, kicked out the house for stealing catalytic converters. The twins' birthday is coming up and Alan will be in town. So Amara's gonna try one more time to see him for the girls. Bobby and Estelita, they come together, and Bobby said he couldn't help but let Amara know what Eliza was up to.
Bobby don't believe in wearing shirts. Every clip, I was like, baby, just don't wear a shirt. You're giving us cleavage, sides, backs, fronts.
Yeah. Oh. So Shay has ghosted him as well. Again, another friendship thing since she got with Fabo, and Estelita can relate. Estelita is using Shay's brother MJ to get a one-on-one convo with Shay again. But here's the thing too. I'm not saying that Estelita and Shay weren't friends. We never saw it, so we don't care about this.
So like, what? Y'all just needed something to bring Estelita back, other than her
Sugar Daddy Donna. Bobby got it. So Bobby's like, yo, I got an invite to this private dinner and I have a plus
because
one.
Because here's the thing that's really blowing the shit out of me when it comes to Love and Hip Hop Miami. Y'all keep faking these scenes. Like, God, we know that reality TV ain't real. Like, I get it. I do. But y'all not even trying, right? Like, ain't no way that I'm going to show up to some event, whether it's true or not, with somebody celebrating their career or their goal or whatever, and keep bringing mess. Who does that? You got to be a real fucked up individual.
Yeah, I'm that. Nah. I might. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not, because me personally would never do this. But it would have been better for Bobby to be like, you know what? At this dinner, be like, I ran into your friend, that's the leader, and she really want to talk to you. If you brought, but bringing her.
But to bring her, like, yeah. And they do this all season. Like, Flo, you invited, you know, don't nobody like Gael. Nobody likes your sister. Why do you keep inviting her? I didn't ask you to bring her.
No, no, no. But Estevita doesn't
really
mean
do
it.
Feel like Gayel be her little chihuahua. Like, maybe Flo got shit she really want to say, but Gayel be saying it for her.
Yeah, I got you, sis. Don't worry about it. Anyway, Estelita doesn't need this needed because MJ invited her already. So she already got that down pat.
Amara, I'm not going to places I'm not wanted. I'm just not. This sounds foolish to me. Amara, I'm going to show up to your event and be like, yeah, sit. Like, you going to sit down? You going to sit down like you finna break bread with
and
us.
You ordering food. Yeah, you're doing all this. Amara's ready to see Alan for the first time in months. He hasn't seen the girls in 4 months. And Amara tells him she thinks social media played a role in their current relationship, saying things they should have said to each other, like he didn't want to be there for the kids. Alan says he wasn't there because they were having problems. It's not a good line, though. I can't be like, I wasn't for my daughters because me and you were beefing. Unless I'm saying I wanted to be there and you prevented me, but how are you going to stop me from seeing my kids unless you got a restraining order or something like that? I would have just showed up.
My man's just like, I'm not about to just pop up. I ain't in Georgia. I'm in the DR, baby.
I'm down in Florida. I got to be a. And it was nice. Not nice because what I'm about to describe is kind of crazy. But one of the little girls falls and starts crying, and he picks them up and tells them he loves them. And both of these, I think Shay and Amara both had kids that look like just like their daddies.
So, man.
Feels like if he could play his part, this co-parenting could work. And he wants the girls to go to the DR and see the other side of their family. She always wanted to be him to be present, and he's happy to hear that. So I think Love and Hip Hop or VH1 or MTV, they got a contract with the DR. Because, boy, all of them just be going to the DR. Oh, and another thing, and I got to remember to bring this up. Atlanta be really thinking people don't pay attention. And maybe y'all don't. Maybe y'all just watching to turn it off. But when this Canada trip is coming, I said, didn't y'all go somewhere cold before? I forgot about it, but they did. It was when they went to this lodge. I don't know where they went to, but it was a little bit colder. Shekinah was there. Jock, who was flirting with Jock at that time when they stayed at this lodge?
I just thought they meant like they last few trips have been all hot stuff.
Yeah, but Sierra was acting like she ain't been. Oh, it's when Sierra thought she was pregnant.
Sierra was there. Yeah.
That's when, that's right. When, wherever the trip they went to, it was a little colder. So they was acting like, I don't do the cold. Or Sierra pretended to be pregnant, or Yandy pretended to be pregnant during that trip.
Oh, Look at your memory. It be working.
Yeah. I was like, stop doing this. I don't do cold. Zoe has a big show tonight, and she's ready to make up for her super Cindy days. Looking like I'm pretty. I was like, yeah, that's forever, too. Like, that's on camera. It wasn't like, I seen Zoe perform before, and it wasn't the best. She has come so far. She does well, and that gives her hope that she can finish this album and be successful. Coffee, her manager, tells her that they have to push the album back to clear some of the songs. And the phone call with Big D didn't go well because Big D said no. And Coffee asks if she can come to the negotiation table. She refuses to kiss ass.
I'm not doing it.
And then going to say, I don't care if you got a song with Beyonce. I'm not, stop that, girl.
The way you gonna hop on this song with Beyonce.
Yo, here's the wildest part. I'm upset that it's on camera, but Coffee really was like, fam, just get the songs. You can say fuck him later. You definitely can.
Yep.
And I don't care if you said if later on you become successful and Big D was like, man, she was up there begging me for these songs. Now she like fuck me. Yeah. So, oh well, I did what I had to do.
I did what I had to do to get to where I was trying to get to.
I'm fine. I'm cool. Eliza is looking at homes, and she has her daughter, Maya. Shamaya, I should just keep it so y'all know I'm talking about one person, with her as they look at this house. Shamaya likes a house, but some things would have to change before she moves in. She says, I'm not a kid. You can't kick me out. You can pause right there. I don't care how old you are. If I pay the bills in this house,
I will kick you the hell out.
Yeah. What are you talking about? She says she'd rather been spoken to than just kicked out. She claims her mother, Eliza, is aggressive and abandoned her. And I said, we had the same exact conversation.
Yep.
Did y'all forget about this? Eliza apologizes for not being there, wants Shamaya to move back in, but the boyfriend is a no. They end up hugging, and Shamaya agrees to move in just so she can tell her mama, like, yeah, now I got a house for my new baby. That's what it'll look like next week.
I was just confused as to why. Yeah, that part. But like, I'm just confused, like, why you want her back in the house so bad?
Yeah, like, what? We don't know her living situation either. Like, true. They gave us Marlon out here on the outside in the restaurant, which I didn't believe that at all. But at all. What is her daughter doing now? Where is she at? You know, does she have a job? Who's paying for her phone? With the Cadillac converters, was that just a fine because it's a misdemeanor? Like, what is going on with this case? Nothing? All right, cool.
Got nothing.
Amara has dinner with Brooke to get some perspective. Her and Alan came to some common ground, and she loves seeing the girls with their father, and she wants to break the cycle because she was raised by a single mother, and now she's a single mother. So she's thinking about taking the girls to the DR for their birthday. And Brooke says, yo, I want to go to the DR. We should make it a girls trip. Bad scene. Because if I come to you on some real shit like, yo, me and Sarah are having some issues and we got kids and the kids want to see their mother and she moved to, you know, Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, something like that. And you hit me with, yo, I want to go. And then I want to bring all my, I'm like, that's not what this trip is about, though. Like, I'm trying to see if me and this person could co-parent that. Have fun out here, but it's a show, so we got to do it this way. So Amara says no at first, but then Brooke says we can bring Eliza, y'all cool, Zoe, no Shay, and Brooke says, well, I don't got really issues with Shay, and maybe I can bring Shay and y'all can mediate it. This is not her talking head, or as we learned in Atlanta, it's a green screen.
It's a green screen. You ain't got no green screen. She really came at her with that.
Okay. Yeah, don't bring no shade. Don't bring no shade. And it was what Brooke came up with. And Amara tried to put this on the invitation. She's like, we can't do that. You can't do it because we learned that Shay is coming. So that is that.
But like, in Shay defense, why are you going and you don't like nobody?
Yes, that makes no sense for Shay.
That seems like a terrible trip to go on.
Yes, really bad. Where we at? We go to the celebration dinner. MJ is pissed off, and the mom was surprised at the picture. I am still not used to Miami Tip with the black hair. I said, what the fuck is Natalie Nunn doing here? And I was like, oh,
not
shit.
Not Natalie Nunn tried it. I was like, okay, Tip. Tried it, though. Not Natalie Nunn.
But, oh, did y'all see that clip? I still don't understand this. All right, so y'all know that Natalie Nunn, former Bad Girl, is over on the Zeus Network, and she got the Baddies, whatever show, and they're doing Baddies Caribbean. And she's got Spice and Shensia, and I've seen some of the auditions. And when I talk about ratchetness, and these women are fighting, somebody threw something that Shensia and Spice started to fight her. Natalie Nunn was throwing punches. I'm like, what? Why? First of all, I don't understand this. Spice, you just got nominated for a Grammy. Shensia has been hot in the reggae scene and over here. Why are y'all attached yourself to this? What is going on here?
Listen, when I tell you, when I saw a preview and trailer of Baddies, the way I clutched my pearls, like I didn't grow up on the Bad Girls Club, though. I was like, I am a woman of a particular age because I am genuinely appalled. Like, I don't even know what y'all arguing about, but like, it can't be that bad.
Yeah. And how much does security get paid over there?
Not enough for them because they ain't secure.
So Bobby Lights and Miami Tip arrive, and Bobby brings up the photo and Fabo and wonders, is Fabo gatekeeping? And the mom says, you know what? He is. And MJ
gatekeeping
said,
what? I don't think people understand the term.
It's usually to keep you out. Like, is he gatekeeping? He's not really stopping her from being with her family. Shay and Fabo and Jaya walk in. She thanks everyone. They cheer to Healthy Hand. And then she's like, I'm going to thank my baby too. Fabo, you the best. I don't know what she's thanking that man for, but whatever.
What he did.
Who knows? She says, we are family.
That beautiful little girl.
Yeah. And there will be no negative energy. So then Flo and Gael walk in. And Bobby,
it was like, it will be no negative energy. Negative energy.
And Bobby is still not over that birthday party stunt because Flo did not apologize. And Gael came through. Boy, Gael was like, so y'all back together? What happened to your little fiance? I just want to know why he here. She was like,
bitch, why are you?
Yeah, Shay was like, don't bring up the past.
Y'all know, every time Gael on the screen, I got an attitude.
Yeah. Shay said, I changed my mind. I love him. He my man. Gael talks to the mama like, yo, you know your daughter went to the voodoo lady, right? And Shay was like, you slept with her sister.
You know what's wild about, let me tell you something. Gael want to be a main character so bad, okay?
Yeah.
So bad. She's so messy. We don't know shit for real about Gael. We ain't going to visit her house.
No, we just know her son's in jail. That's all we know.
Girl.
All right. So the mama said, this is too much. I'm a woman of a particular age. So I got to get out of here. So Shay tries to get Gael to leave. And she won't leave.
And then have the nerve to say, you can't take. But this is my event. What do you mean? You ain't got to go. It's like on top of that, you know shit be staged.
Yeah. So Shay tries to get Gael to leave. She won't leave until she says, Fable don't want you. And then Gael tells MJ, because MJ is outside talking to the mama. She was like, yo, Gael, come out there. We're like, check your sister. And then the mama wanted to know about the voodoo. So Flo explains it was a spiritual cleansing to start fresh. I guess the mom might go to the voodoo person next to get Fable out the picture. So as Delita arrives, she meets everyone. They're all outside still. As Delita and MJ walk back into the dinner, Shay says, this is not the time to have that convo. As Delita, you dissed my baby by not showing up to the party. Now you're talking to the ops. Amara, stop it, y'all. They argue over who's dragging who. Like you dragging my brother into the blah, blah. Called her a prostitute and says, go suck on your daddy dick. And here's the thing. All right. It seems that's what she said. And in this case, we know daddy is sugar daddy and that's some incestual shit. It seemed like Estelita, maybe because he died, because Estelita was like, don't you talk to me like that. And I was like, I mean, I guess you don't refer to him. I don't know what that man wanted when he was alive. Maybe he wanted you to call him daddy. Anyway, they threw food at each other. Security got involved. And I wrote, Julian was at the dinner. Because I cannot remember Amara's former manager for shit, but I saw him sitting there. He got no camera time.
He was at the party?
Yeah, he was there. He was sitting next to Shay when they did a wide shot when they was throwing things.
I did not even pay attention to that.
Next time on Love & Hip Hop Miami, Shay versus her mama again. Maya has a secret for Eliza. We think it's pregnancy. The DR girls trip is here and Shay is there. So that is what we are going to be discussing next week. The only news I have pertaining to Miami is, well, I got two, I guess. I should have watched this instead. I watched the first episode of the X-Men cartoon. My bad, guys. So Ray J has two Maybachs that reportedly went missing while being transported to New York City. Police are investigating. The 43-year-old's vehicles were supposed to turn up at NYC on Sunday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, but the shipping company responsible has been unable to locate the cars, per TMZ. Despite the investigation, the Maybachs are not believed to have been stolen, according to sources. I mean, that's the good news, but I'm like, where are my cars at?
Right.
Ray J is currently in New York City launching his new streaming platform, the Tronix Network, so hopefully he finds the
talking
cars.
About Ratchet TV.
Oh, and then what else he did? He was on The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And it says, so Jasmine Brand says, Ray J avoids answering whether or not he wants a divorce while breaking his silence on Split from Princess Love. Quote, I'm just happy I was able to create something. Let's see. He spoke about his marriage ending during the recent interview on The Breakfast Club after host Jess Hilarious asked him what's going on in his relationship with Princess Love. He stated, quote, sometimes you reach a peak and sometimes when you break up, that one is like when you're depressed about it and can't think about anything about.
He was just talking.
I know, because I tried to read it and I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And then the next one, it gets easier and it starts to make sense. I'm like, is he talking about in life in general or when you break up with a person two or three times? Because this is the fourth time they'd have filed for divorce. He continued, I guess happiness is important, but for me, if my kids are happy, then I don't care about happiness. A lot of people, but that don't make sense either. If my kids are happy, then he was just talking. You so right.
Let me reiterate that.
All right. So, yeah. All right. Whatever. This might be the real one.
It was clear like you didn't want to say nothing negative, but then you was also not saying anything.
Yeah. You're right. All right. That is it, guys. A little bit longer this time because, boy, these past episodes we've been doing have been super short. All right. That is the episode. You can tweet me at One and Only Catrice Shell.
SHL, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappy Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515 app. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on the Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.